Harper Audio presents Sugar and Spice, an LA Candy novel, by Lauren Conrad, performed by Jenna Lamia. Copyright 2010 by Lauren Conrad. Production copyright 2010 by HarperCollins Publishers. D-lish. Gossip you hate to love. Things are getting sticky on the set of L.A. Candy. Our girl next door, Jane Roberts, has survived a tabloid scandal and somehow managed to come back sweeter than ever. But the good life has soured for ex-BFF, Madison, who has been outed as a calculating schemer. Meanwhile, Scarlett, that tart-tongued beauty, is keeping the rumor mill busy with whispers of a secret boyfriend. With season two around the corner, who knows what drama these tasty starlets will cook up next? Chapter 1. Not Dating.
Over here!
Let's get a shot of the two of you!
Smile, girls!
Jane Roberts felt hands on her shoulders. Her publicist? Random pop TV assistants? Maneuver her into place as several paparazzi shouted out to her and Scarlett Harp. Nearby, dozens of fans waved wildly, screamed the girls' names, and snapped photos with their cell phones. Scarlett bent her head toward Jane's.
What are the rules on skipping the red carpet at your own premiere?
Ha ha, Jane said, grinning. Think you're gonna have a hard time getting out of this one, Scar.
I'm giving them 5 minutes, then heading inside for a drink. Something tells me I'm gonna need it tonight.
Good luck. I think we're stuck here till, 7:30. Besides, live television and booze aren't the best combination. And I'm pretty sure the two drinks you had at dinner should tide you over. Scarlett rolled her eyes.
Whatever.
Flashbulbs began popping brightly. Jane took a deep breath, fixed a smile on her face, and tried not to feel overwhelmed. Of course, Pop TV made sure the media was out in full force on the red carpet for L.A. Candy's season 2 premiere. Their little show had somehow become the top-rated on the network, and a lot was riding on the premiere. The party would air live on Pop TV, to be immediately followed by the episode itself. Jane glanced over her shoulder at the sprawling lawn of the magnificent, Spanish-style Hollywood Hills mansion. Hundreds of people were at this event. Photographers, fans, and an assortment of entertainment industry types. On a makeshift stage near the infinity pool, pop star Aja was revving up to sing. There were TV cameras everywhere.
Pop TV really knew how to throw a party.
Scarlett! Turn more to the left,
a photographer shouted.
Stand closer together,
another one added. Jane obeyed, never breaking her smile. After all, as one of the four main girls on L.A. Candy, tonight was work, not play, even though she had to act as though she was having fun. But Scarlett wasn't quite so understanding.
Good thing they're here to tell me how to pose for a picture.
I couldn't have figured it out without them, she muttered.
She glared at a Pop TV assistant who was coming toward her with a powder brush. The assistant backed off.
Scar, Jane whispered.
Yeah, I know.
I'm trying my best.
As the photographers continued shouting directions and taking pictures, why was it taking so long? Jane kept her smile in place and resisted the impulse to touch her long, blonde, wavy hair, which felt stiff and weird from the insane amount of hairspray the Pop TV stylists had subjected it to. Nor was she totally comfortable in her black ruffle dress by a new designer named Mario Nunez, which accentuated her 5'5", sort of in shape, figure nicely, but made her feel way older than her 19 years. Nunez's publicist had worked it out with Jane's publicist, a free dress for Jane in exchange for publicity for Nunez. Jane could see the magazine caption now.
Jane.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?